Hannah Esther.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a good day.
I am, and you as well. I'm going to go on mute now, Hannah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well and the temperature is not too warm over there.
Funny, you're so funny. It's perfect here all the time.
Of course. At 112, it's always perfect. So please join me in saying the Ana Bakoa. Ana Bakoa. Gedula Chimincha Tati Tserura Aleph Gimel Yitat Tzadi. The letters of the month of Shvat, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Tzadi that created the constellation Deli, the water carrier. Some say it's the water bucket. Together, it's essentially the astrological sign of Aquarius. Together, the Tzadi and the Bet have a gematria of 92, which is 91 plus the Kolel. And this number connects us to the unity of the spiritual and the physical worlds. Kabel rinat amcha sag beinu taharenu no ra kufrei shayin sintet nun na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shir. Barhem Tacharem, Rachame Sitkarcha, Tamid Gamlem, Betet Resh, Tzadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Birov Tuvcha, Nael Adata Ket Kufbet Ket Nunayan Yachid Gee Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumo Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now using the 13 attributes of mercy, we will separate between the positive aspects and the negative aspects of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Avon V'Pesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. We're now going to say the verses from the Tanakh that connect to the energy of this year and some previous years. This year is the year of the goat, Tashin Ayin Zion, 5777. And there are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will read is Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod Saduni katzipor o yavai chinam. There are five words in this verse, and when we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to permute them into three Hebrew words. Tzatz ki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these five words, we're able to permute them into two Hebrew words, dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we will say is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And in this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed, separated by seven letters each between the four letters that make up the name of the year. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadebaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to read two verses that connect to the year of the pause, 5776. The first of the verses that we will read is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka Kohanim Hayu Limat Velo Yaklu Lehashit Et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me'ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka A Reka Ha. The second verse that we will read that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bithu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the energy of which is swallowing death forever. The first verse we will read is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol HaMachavoyim, Asher Yidchabe Sham Wishavtem, Eli El Nahum, Wehalati Yidchem, Wechayim Yeshno, Varetz Vechipasti, O Tov Kol Alfei Yehuda. The third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Tegelo Lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. And in the year 5774, there is one verse. This year has the energy of peace in the Middle East. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam ti makom le'amil Yisrael unta ti v'shakam tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to read a verse from the Parasha Yitro, this week's Parasha. It's from the Zohar. It's Pasuk 29. And this verse has the energy of certainty. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitchilu urhimud hilud hilu urhimu Liyachta l'shem yud hei b'vav hei v'yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah lasok Torah mitzvah v'yehi noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konanehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tane nan de kucha, berichu kol ma de aved, leila witata, kola ihu, kishot fiovada, dikshot, veleilach mila bialma, divae barnash, vedahya leia. Mineya ulan haga, peya utelana, dehakulu ovada, tikshot inun, wikola itsterich, be alma. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 16th of Shabbat, Rabbi Yaakov Hager, Rabbi David of Kolomai, Rabbi Asher Tzvi of Ostraha, Rabbi Shalom Mordechai HaKohen Shwadron, Rabbi Alter Yecheskel Horowitz, Rabbi Abraham Shlomo Biederman, Rabbi Benjamin Benish Ben Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Finkel. And tonight, the Tzaddikim who left the 17th day of Shabbat, which will start at sundown tonight, Rabbi Chaim Falaji. This rabbi has some amazing stories, and I would suggest you read and connect to this particular tzaddik. he's a Sephardic Tzaddik, and he's little known in America, but he is very significant. Rabbi Heheskel ben Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch of Kazmir, Rabbi Yehuda Chitrik, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Today's class is beginning our preparation for the stream of holidays that are upcoming. This class will set the tone and give you a structure to understand these holidays and how they relate to each other. And to get to the handout, I'm going to walk you through it step by step. On any Yeshem webpage, go to the two pictures on the right and scroll down underneath the pictures to a link called Unique Astrological Times. When you scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the first link under that is titled Preparation for the Holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. Please open that link. When you get to that link, I'm going to start reading from it. The title is similar to what the link's name is. This page has links to 12 handouts associated with the learning and preparing for the various spring and summer holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. Between classes 2 and 3 is the fast of Esther. And when you fast, if you fast, and this is one of the 4 days that is acceptable, or 5 days that the Baal Shem Tov is important to fast. It's a daylight fast. There is a link to the meditation for an easy fast. And I recommend that you bookmark this page so that you can reach that link anytime. Then under the section that says preparation for Purim is the first class titled Kabbalistic Preparation for the Spring and Summer Holiday. Please open that link. And this will be our handout for today. Initial preparation and information. This class will prepare us for the time period from Purim to Pesach, through the Omer to Shavuot. We will prepare ourselves on many levels, including the simple, the Peshat level, as well as the Sod, the secret level. This is a series of classes. The period covers many high energy days, as well as lower energy days, along with many regular energy days. These classes are designed to prepare our students for the spiritual connections associated with the following holidays and energy times. These energy times are Zion Adar, the seventh of Adar, which is the Hilulah of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is followed or preceded by Shabbat Zachor and the Parashah of Tetzaveh, which is followed by Purim, followed by the first 14 days of Nisan, followed by Pesach and its Seder, followed by the counting of the Omer, followed by the holiday of Shavuot. This period of time takes 90 days. It commences with the seventh day of Adar, which is the evening of Wednesday. Well, it's not Wednesday. This was last year. And this these dates will be updated within the next week or so. The seventh day of Adar, and it climaxes on the holiday of Shavuot in the early days of June. Each of these 90 days are high energy days, some of which are higher than other days. The purpose of this period is the gift of the Torah. The purpose of this period is to prepare ourselves for the energy represented by Shavuot and the gift of the Torah. And all of these energy days, all 90 days, are included within each other. And we need to understand how they relate to each other. The gift of the Torah. The gift of the Torah, or Matan Torah in Hebrew, is a return to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. What is the difference between the consciousness of Adam before the sin and after the sin? Our sages teach that the effect of the sin is the introduction of the energy of death. So the essence of these 90 days is to prepare you to remove death from our consciousness. This is expressed by the phrase, Bila Hamavet LaNetzach. And here is the Hebrew spelling. This is usually translated as swallow up death forever. A more literal translation would be conceal death forever. The more literal translation is actually hinted to by the word swallow. When we swallow something, we bring it into ourselves. We do not destroy the thing we swallow. We utilize it while we conceal it. How will we utilize death after we swallow it will be explained during these classes. The regular gematria of Bila is 112, while the small gematria is 13. Both of these numbers relate to unity in many forms. The regular gematria of Hamavet is 451, while the small gematria is 19. Both of these numbers relate to life. The regular gematria of La Netzach is 178, while the small gematria is 18, directly connected to life. The total of the regular gematria is 741, while the small gematria is 50, relating to the Sephirah of Bina. The word Amen, when using the final letter Gematria, has a Gematria of 741. As we know, the energy of the word Amen is the unification of the spiritual and physical worlds. An acronym for the four elements, Aleph, air, Mem, water, Shin, fire, and Tav, earth, also have a gematria of 741. We learn from these two gematriot, the plural of gematria, that when we unify the spiritual and the physical worlds with all of the aspects of the four basic elements of water, fire, air, and earth, we actually swallow death forever, which brings us back to the consciousness of Adam before the sin. We also learn from the small gematria of 50 that this happens when we reach the level of Bina. Bina is a sephirah, a level of consciousness, that is referred to as the energy store. Bina is also called Mother. This level of consciousness is the antithesis of the end of death. Or actually, it includes the energy of the end of death. In other words, when there is sufficient light or positive energy, there can be no limitations, which is what we call death. Actually, death has always been an illusion created by the effect of the sin of Adam. And that is part of what we need to prepare ourselves to receive, the perception of piercing the illusion, of being able to see the truth. We need to receive the knowledge that death and limitations are illusionary. Zion Adar, or the Hilula of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was born on the seventh day of Adar. He also departed on this same day. And tradition indicates that he departed exactly 120 years to the minute after his birth. Why did he leave on his day, this day, his birthday? There are a number of reasons that Moshe left on this day. One of the significant reasons has to do with the fact that the seventh of Adar is 37 days after Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. We are taught that Moshe Rabbeinu started to admonish the children of Israel on Rosh Chodesh Shabbat. This is the Sefer Devarim, the fifth book of the Torah. That is all of the parashiyot of the book of Deuteronomy. What is the significance of the number 37 and how it relates to admonishment? Admonishment is an important mitzvah. Why? When one sees a member of the tribe doing something that according to the halakha is incorrect, they need to attempt to stop that person without coercion from doing this incorrect act. Failure to do so indicates acceptance of the action as correct, as being correct. And some of the chaos attributable to this act manifests in your life. Admonishment is a difficult mitzvah to master. One must first obtain the level of consciousness of Ayahavta, L'Reacha Kamocha, loving your neighbor as yourself. This is because one must love the person doing the incorrect act prior to admonishing them. Without that love, the admonishment cannot be heard by them, according to spiritual law. Without that love of admonishment is considered coercion, which is in its own negative action. 37 is the gematria of the word Hevel, spelled Hey Bet Lamed, which means breath, as well as vanity, as it's written in the book of Kohelet, saying vanity of vanities, which is the word hevel. So 37 is a hint to the seven lower sephirot of this physical world. Another explanation of the number 37 is it relates to the concealed part of the name of Hashem, at the level of consciousness connected to Bina. In my opinion, this is the reason why the period of time we are entering starts on the seventh of Adar. Hevel hints at the idea of concealment associated with the holiday of Purim, because Purim, or actually the word Esther means concealment. Parasha Tetzaveh, leap years, it's Parasha Tzav. The reading of Tetzaveh, like Terumah, is part of the cure before the disease. The disease is the building of the golden calf, idol worship. The cure is the Mishkan and the priests, including their garments, who work and serve in the Mishkan. The reading of Tetzaveh on a physical level describes the four garments of the priest, along with the eight garments of the high priest, called Kohen, Gadol, the high priest. For your information, the secular phrase Big Kahuna comes from the Hebrew Kohen Gadol. Each of these garments, just by being worn by the high priest, caused the cleansing of certain negative actions that were done by various sins performed by everyday people. Do you think a tikkun can ever again be that easy? Let me explain what this question actually implies. Almost everyone does some aspect of idol worship at one time or another in their life. After all, idol worship is being unable to let go of some physical item in favor of doing your spiritual work. An example is money. People go to work to earn money. At one time or another, they, the people, will go to earn money instead of doing their spiritual work. God forbid. Perhaps this is something they do not realize at that moment, yet it is still considered building an idol. In the days of the temple, each time the high priest put on the ephod, the vest which was worn over his robe and tunic, any actions of idol worship that had come into existence since the last time he wore the ephod was cleansed, meaning the person never even realized he was building an idol when his addiction to that idol was removed. Today we have to consciously decide to let go of our addiction to the idols that we build. This is what we lost when the temple was destroyed, and we truly do not even know what we are missing. When speaking about missing something, there is truly remarkable energy that is missing from the Parasha of Tetzaveh. This is the energy of the name of Moshe. The Midrash explains that the only Parasha where the name Moshe does not appear is Tetzaveh. From the moment he is introduced in the Torah in the Parasha of Shmot until the final Parasha of the Torah, Zot HaBracha, Moshe appears in 41 of the last 42 Parashiyot of the Torah. He is missing in the 8th Parasha of his appearance. As students of Kabbalah, we should recognize the energy of these numbers. 42 is the energy of the Anabakoah, or creation. 41 spells the word Im, or mother, also known as the Sefirah of Bina. 8 is the Sefirah of Bina, which is both the energy store and the mother. So why is Moshe missing, or is Moshe missing? The Midrash explains that after the sin of the golden calf, Moshe made a conditional statement. If you destroy the children of Israel, even if you rebuild the nation from me, take my name out of the book that you have written, the Torah. According to the Midrash, all statements of righteous people are manifested, since a righteous person always does what is right. It may sound like a curse, but it is truly a blessing, since in my opinion, the statement of both Moshe and Hashem was manifested in one of the earth plane dimensions, and all of the Torahs are the same throughout all of the earth plane dimensions. Moshe was removed in the parasha of Tetzaveh. In Kabbalah, we are taught the spiritual truth that less is more. When the name Moshe does not appear, more of his energy, his essence, is available to us. Since this reading of Tetzaveh is always Shabbat Zachor, except during leap years, this additional aspect of the energy of Moshe is made available to us. Remember, the Halakha says that the Maftir of Shabbat Zachor, which is a reminder of what Amalek did to us on the way, should be heard by every man, woman, and child of the current generation of the children of Israel. This additional energy of Moshe becomes available when we need it. To assist us in our preparation for the holiday of Purim, which is necessary for us to remove the doubts, as we will explain further down. We all experience doubts in order to manifest the energy of freedom associated with Pesach and the Seder. We have to remove our doubts in order for Pesach and freedom to be experienced. Always remember that the energy of Pesach is the same as the energy of Shavuot, including the counting of the Omer. Shavuot's essence is Bila HaMavet LaNetzach, swallowing death forever. From all this logic, we see that we need the Parasha of Tetzaveh with the missing Moshe in order to achieve the consciousness of removing death, which is the secret of mind over matter. May we all experience this, at least at the seed level. Remember, seeds grow into trees, perhaps even the tree of life in your life. Shabbat Zachor. We will read more about Shabbat Zachor when we reach that Shabbat, which is the Shabbat before the holiday of Purim. I'm skipping down, and I'm skipping the holiday of Purim, as we will discuss this in greater length later. I'm skipping the sections on costumes and I'm not going to read the story of the Scroll of Esther. But I highly recommend you all read this section. I highly recommend that you read all of these sections that I am skipping. But rest assured, we will cover all of this material in our classes as we move forward. I'm skipping through the 10 Sefirot of the holiday of Purim, the Scroll of Esther. So I'm skipping almost the whole page. Why do you think I'm doing that? We have about 20 minutes left in our class. What should we be covering? Not just to fill up this 20 minutes, but what kind of questions can we be asking of these holidays? So let me summarize these holidays. We start on the 7th of Adar, which is the energy of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then we have Shabbat Zachor, which is a help to remove doubts in our life, doubts about Hashem, doubts that cause us to fall to the illusion of the physical world. And then we have the holiday of Purim. Which includes the fast of Purim. Then we have two special Shabbats that have special names. One is Shabbat Para Adumah, which is literally the tool that we have to remove death from our lives. And the other one is called Shabbat HaKodesh, and it's the energy of being able to take control of physicality and the process of nature and arrive and rise above nature. And then we have 14 days from the first Rosh Chodesh of Nisan until the day of the night of the first Seder. What is Passover? What is the Seder? What is Pesach? It's removing our negativity. It's breaking out of our limitations. It's learning to be free. Yet it is the energy that we get for free that is the same as the energy on Shavuot. And then we have the period of 49 days of the Omer where we earn that light of Shavuot, that light that allows us to be free, that causes us to want to be free, that causes us to grow and expand and be more of who we are meant to be. And then we have the gift of the Torah. This is the summary of these 90 days. Is any one of these days less important than any other day? And I'm sure that there were many people, many rabbis, who will tell you that, of course, the holidays are more important than the days before the holiday. But I am here to tell you my opinion that the preparation is as important as the holidays. That each of these 90 days is important in your life, in who you are, in what you will become. But more importantly, it's each of these 90 days is extremely important. Because what happens in the period after 90 days, after the gift of the Torah on Shavuot? We have the balance of the month of Sivan, followed by the two most negative months of the year, Tammuz and Av. And this particular year, the year of the goat, is expressed very simply and succinctly in that word, though that phrase, the year of the goat, the year of the wake-up. Those negative months, God forbid, chas v'shalom, are going to be what they are going to be. But how will you react to those energies, to those months? Will you be reactive and fall to the negativity and the chaos? Or will you be prepared in these 90 days to handle that energy? I hope you will take each one of these 90 days to heart to do additional spiritual work over and above what you have done. I hope you will listen to this recording until its message sinks into your stubborn consciousness behind all of those klipot you have built. I am not strong enough to break your klipot like the high priest is capable of doing. This is what we lost with the temple. And the months of Tammuz and Av, with the negative 3-week period, has that opportunity to rebuild that temple within each one of us. But only if we prepare for the rebuilding. Only if we draw up the plans for the rebuilding of the temple in ourselves. Yes, I'm preaching, and you don't normally hear me preaching. Why am I preaching at this point in the process? Because we are almost at the point of the 6-month period, halfway through this year of the goat. Think back to the month of Capricorn, the month of Tevet. Think back to the month of Kislev and the month of Cheshvan. Were they easy months? Did everything go right for you? Compare these months of this year to the month before, the year before, the year of the pause. In your mind, as you think back, if you look at your calendars from those years, what took place? What has the klipa caused you to forget? This is why I'm preaching. If you don't do this work of being aware of what the calendar tool can teach us and remind us, the preparation will be for naught. This is why I'm preaching. And I hope you don't find it offensive. It's not meant to be offensive. But it is meant to assist you in waking yourself up. Does anyone have any questions? Classes this coming week. This afternoon, there is not going to be a basic class. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are 4:30. All classes' times are Pacific Coast times. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday classes at 4:30 will be mini Zohar classes. Monday's 7 o'clock class will be an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 7 o'clock will be an essay, not an essay, will be the Tikkuni Zohar class. Wednesday at 7 o'clock will be questions and answers. Please utilize this forum for any class, any questions you might have on any subject. Thursday at 4:30 continues our advanced reincarnation class. And at 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. Saturday evening at 6 p.m., we do a community healing third meal, and Havdalah. Please join us in that ritual. It's 6 o'clock Saturday evening. And at 7 o'clock, we have the opportunity for the new energy of the new week to connect with the Zohar for that new energy. Please join us for that class. And next Sunday at 7 o'clock, we will delve into the understanding of the Shekalim, why there is a mitzvah to donate a half shekel for the upkeep of the temple. Today you learned a little bit of what we lost when the temple was destroyed. The donation of the half shekel helps to rebuild that temple. It helps to rebuild it in you. I hope you'll join us next Sunday at 10:30 for that class. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
You're welcome.